we're really pumped, Roger. You know, we're the we're a show that's really proud for the last 4 years.
We featured
a Razorback softball player going back to Mary Half, Hannah Gamble for 2 years, and then Bree Ellis, historic run last year. We are very excited about getting one of the top third basemen in the country. She's out of Houston, Texas. And today is our first time with her. We're not gonna spend a lot of time because she's getting ready for Mississippi State tonight. But Todd, could we welcome Ella McDowell with a official music bed there, please, if you will. Da, 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 da. Good morning, Ella. How are you today?
I'm good. How are y'all doing?
We are doing awesome. Thank you so much for agreeing to do this for the remainder of the season. We're excited about you. I talked to Coach Gasso about you. I talked to Courtney Dyfel about you, and they said that that Ella would be perfect for y'all's show. I don't know if you did your due diligence and talked to Bree and say, yeah, these guys crazy. Should I do this thing or not? But we're really excited about following you the rest of the season.
Yeah, I'm really excited, and I thank y'all for having me. This is going to be a great rest of the year.
For those that don't know, you came out, I think, the name of the – was it Richmond, Texas? It was Foster High School in Richmond, Texas. For those who don't know where Richmond is, it's right outside of Houston. So most people just consider you a Houston girl. But you were the number one infielder in America coming out of high school, the number three overall recruit. You come in last year, you were a freshman All-American. Had a great season, and you guys had a great run. And your numbers are even better this year in terms of runs scored. Your batting average is even higher. But I'll tell you, Ella, this team you guys had this year, there is so much talent up and down the roster at the plate. It's, you know, you don't have to – there's no pressure on you to have to feel like you got to deliver every week because you got a ton of other players that can do it as well.
Yeah, I mean, I go up there, and I know I can rely on my teammates. And last year, being a freshman, trying to get used to everything, this year I feel all that pressure off of me, and I know that we're going to go really far this year.
Yeah, and you've got a pitching staff that's obviously you guys shut out Auburn. I don't think had one earned run, which is first time that's happened in quite a while. So you're doing it at the plate, you're doing it on the mound. What's different about this team? What's the dynamic that's different? You know, every team, as you know, you've been playing long enough, it has a different personality. What's different and what's unique about this team?
Man, I mean, I've been on a lot of teams that have a lot of fun, but this team, it's like a freaking party every single day. Practice, we're partying, in games, we're partying, in the locker room, everyone's dancing. So we really just trust each other, and we're really committed to our plan.
For those who don't know, Ella McDowell, if you only have to watch a few minutes, you're a high-energy person. I would imagine you helped start the party when there's a party anywhere around. And is that always been your nature? You get that from your mom or your dad or sister? And that's just the way you the look at life and the way you play the game?
Oh, for sure. I think it's just the way I look at life. And, man, I think it just – I mean, I want to say it came from God. I just gained consciousness one day, and all of a sudden I couldn't stop moving and grooving.
She is only one, Roger, of three Razorback players as freshmen to win or SEC Freshman of the Week three times. She did that last year. You guys are at Mississippi State tonight, and they've won 33 games. They're not ranked as high as you guys, but they have an unbelievable pitching staff. I think number two in the country as far as ERA goes. I know you guys have done your homework. That's going to be a challenge this weekend.
They're a really talented team. Obviously, playing anyone in the SEC is going to be really tough. So we're really excited to play them. We know it's going to be a great softball, and we hope that a lot of fans come out and watch.
And you've got, the next few weeks, it doesn't get easy. I think if memory serves me right, you got Oklahoma coming up in a couple of weeks. You got Texas, number four, number one. But that's why you signed up. That's why you came to Arkansas. You want to play, those kind of teams. And I would think playing those kind of teams gets you ready for the SEC tournament, gets you ready for the NCAAs, and hopefully can get you to Oklahoma City.
Yeah, it's definitely not going to get easier for the rest of April, but you're exactly right. That's the reason why I came to Arkansas, and the main reason why I wanted to play in the SEC, because I want to play the best and I want to be the best, so that's what it takes.
What is your do you have any pregame
rituals
that you do, or again, just trying to get to know Ella a little bit better? Anything that you do that would be interesting to our audience? Pregame meal?
Yeah.
The way you wear your uniform? Anything that you do before every game?
I'd say the only really pregame thing that I do is I just make sure, you know, left sock goes on before right sock. always got some good food that I eat before, but that doesn't really matter what I eat because I'm going to be great regardless. I'm already knowing that.
That's the sock thing is exactly what we're talking about. Exactly. Do you do a chant? Do you do any of those things?
Today is, too, National Sibling Day. I did get a chance to read about your family. You know, we got to know Bree's family last year. We got to know her mom and dad pretty well. What about your family? Give us a little background of your family, if you don't mind.
Yeah, so I have my mom, Lisa, my dad, Sean, and then my two favorite people in the world, my brother, Bubba, or Sean, depending on how close you are to him.
Right.
And then my sister, Maya. They are the loves of my life. I love them so much, and I can't forget about my dog. His name is Baxter. He's a little mutt.
All right.
Baxter.
I love that. Do you get to bring Baxter? I know you guys have a dog day at the park, but does Baxter get to come and hang out at practice, or no? Got to stay away. Got to stay at home for that.
Yeah, Baxter does not make it out to bark in the park. He's a little too crazy. He's not that friendly to other dogs, so we like to keep him at home, make sure he can't hurt nobody.
Mm-hmm. We're visiting with Ella McDowell now. Have your parents – what's the drive from Houston? I'm a Florida guy, so when I used to – my parents would come. It was 16-hour drive. What about – it's a pretty good haul from Houston, is it not?
Yeah, it's about 8 hours away from where I live, so it's not too bad of a drive.
That's not too bad. That's not. Have they tried to make a lot of your games?
Yeah, my mom comes out to a couple of the games, this SEC series, and my dad, we play at Texas State, so he'll come out and come to that game. But they both make a lot of sacrifices from watching, and I'm super thankful.
That's awesome. Well, one of the things that we've done now for, I guess, Roger, even going back to Mary Half, that we, you know, again, I was a team captain, and so I know about all the – you know, when I used to call the Hogs up for our defense, I would bring it. All right, coming up, everybody, and we would go HOGS Hogs, and we, you know, everybody go HOGS Hogs. Well, we learned 4 or 5 years ago that Courtney Dyfel was doing something different at the end of the, you know, at the, you know, when you guys would gather after the game was over with, and it was two claps and a suey. And so we're the only show that's stupid enough to try to do that every week when we have a Razorback player on. So at the end of our interviews every week, right, Roger, we'll go. I'll say,
we'll ask you to call us out.
Clap
us out.
To clap us out. And then, so you'll just say, what, two claps in a suey, and we pop, pop, suey.
Yeah, so if you'll clap us out, Ella, when we
yeah,
do that,
so yeah. if you will help us now, to get back in the swing of things, Roger, it may take a second, right?
It may take a second or two for us to
But we love it. We love it. So if you will, can we ask her to clap us out, right, Roger?
We ask Ella to clap us out. And unless we've heard something different, the last sound has gotten longer each year, so we don't know how long.
Okay, so you have to judge us on how we do. All right. So
and this is one of the reasons why we love having a member of the softball team on, because of your energy and everything that you're talking about and how fun it is over there. Because we see the fun.
Yeah, that's right.
In you ladies that play the sport. Guys are different. They got to be guys and play flinch and all that stuff. But you ladies, you act and look like you're having fun and you're genuinely caring for each other on the field. And you make no bones about smiling and being happy.
Yeah, y'all do that better than the guys.
We love it.
Yeah,
we
do that better than the guys. And we'll come and see some. We'll see. Well, listen, we plan to go to Oklahoma City when you guys go to the World Series.
If you see a couple of old dudes stalking you, looking at you, no, that's okay. Those are the radio guys.
So, Ella, you need to make sure now, Coach Dyfel, because you know I've obviously talked to Coach Dyfel and Coach Guy. So now these guys, okay.
Now put those guys up there.
Let me tell you what we will do with Ella.
Huh?
We will go toe to toe. Bringing the party.
Yeah.
We bring the party. For a bunch of old guys down here, we bring the party, Ella.
Yeah.
So,
And that's not going to be in a conversion van or anything like that. We're coming up in a Fletcher Dodge car, and we're all going to be just hanging out.
All right, so
we got to get her some gear.
Yeah, I'll get your address, and we'll send you some Morning Mayhem gear, too. We'll do that. All right, we know you're busy. Go ahead and clap us out if you would.
All right, y'all got to bear with me because I've never really
That's okay. That's
usually
okay.
I just do the clapping and I go to my position. So.
So, Ella, I guess you could say this. Okay, Morning Mayhem, clap us out.
That's it.
How about that?
All right. All right. Here we go. All right, Morning Mayhem. Clap us out.
Sweet.
Let's try it one more
that
time.
That wasn't it?
Yeah, it is.
That was it.
It was. I was.
I was listening to Ella.
Try it one more time.
All right, here we go.
One more time. Is that what y'all said?
Yeah, one more time. One more time.
All right. All right, Morning Mayhem. Clap us out.
Sweet.
Very good. All right. I promise we'll get better every week.
That was the first time.
Yeah, first
she
time.
Picked the Ellie. You did fantastic. We've only done it for 4 years.
Yeah, just we got to get back in the swing of things. That's all. Well, listen, we can't wait to continue to follow you. Kick some butt this weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, thank you.